In Brazil, a legal challenge is underway to allow pregnant women with the Zika virus to have abortions if their baby is at risk. Abortion is illegal in Brazil, except in health emergencies, rape cases, or if the baby has a brain condition known as anencephaly, where parts of the skull and the brain are missing. But now a group of lawyers, activists and scientists have petitioned the Supreme Court to add microcephaly to that list of exemptions. Deborah Denise is a law professor at the University of Brasilia. She's leading the petition to the Supreme Court. Deborah, welcome to RN Breakfast.
My pleasure.
Deborah, can you just explain to us briefly your argument as to why a pregnant woman carrying the Zika virus should be allowed to have a legal abortion in Brazil?
You said in the right way. It's to women who have the diagnosis of Zika virus. It's not a woman who is carrying a baby with microcephaly. We are not discussing that women should have the right to perform an abortion because of the consequences of the Zika virus. But in case she is infected by the virus, she should have the right to decide. Basically, we have a huge epidemic in Brazil right now, and the concentration of the epidemic is among poor women in poor regions of the country.
Okay, so just to be clear, the exemption would not be if proven the baby that the fetus she's carrying has microcephaly. It's just a woman decides if she's got the Zika virus and she gets pregnant, she doesn't want to take that risk.
Exactly, because we have the situation of an epidemic and the risk of the Zika virus is, honestly speaking, broadly unknown. What we know at this moment is what WHO call it a vinculation between Zika virus and neurological defects in the baby. But in fact, we don't know exactly what is going on. So our demand to the Brazilian Supreme Court is to allow women to decide if she got the virus, she would be free to decide.
What's the chances of that in your country where a woman does not have the freedom of choice, does not have the right to decide, except in very extreme circumstances, given that microcephaly, for instance, is not a life-threatening disease, and there's already been calls, a campaign from one 24-year-old woman who was born with microcephaly, who's told the BBC she's learned to live with the condition, she lives a happy and fulfilled life, she's a journalist. She's saying it shouldn't be used as an excuse here.
In fact, we're not talking about microcephaly again. We have to repeat it. We are discussing a specific situation of a huge epidemic that women should be allowed to decide. We have at this moment more than 4,000 cases of women infected by the virus. And what we are asking to the Brazilian Supreme Court is that women should be free of this. I will use a very strong word, to be free of torture, of psychological suffering, of not knowing what will happen during the pregnancy. So we are not discussing lives or wrongful life or wrongful birth. We are in a different moment. Mm-hmm. We are asking the Brazilian Supreme Court to give women the right to decide, and it doesn't matter what will happen with the baby.
What do you think are the chances of the Supreme Court allowing that? Because, as I say, the broad right to decide because of psychological trauma or torture, as you described it, I think that's a much broader definition than the definitions the court has taken into account so far, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. We have this epidemic situation. It's an emergency situation in this country right now. And we have to consider that the door to be open to discuss abortion in Brazil. It's not a big door. So we are moving to the Brazilian Supreme Court because we have a national Congress. There is really a very conservative one. We have a national political crisis in this country. So we are moving to the Supreme Court because it's the only open door that we have to protect women's rights at this moment in Brazil.
In Brazil at the moment, there's already concern about the Zika virus, but more broadly, is the abortion debate, the right to choose debate, is that a heated debate anyway in the lead up to this, or one that is relatively settled as on the right to life side of things?
No, it's not. If we consider the situation at the National Congress, we basically have bills discussing to ban abortion in all situations. So it's not an easy discussion. It's not an easy discussion even in a specific situation like the epidemic of Zika virus.
Deborah, finally, when will the court decide on your petition?
We are moving to the court in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We have a time that is for yesterday. We have to work in an urgency way.
Okay. Deborah Denise, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Deborah Denise is a law professor at the University of Brasilia. She's leading this Supreme Court petition to allow pregnant women with the Zika virus in Brazil to have abortions, a legal abortion, if their baby is at risk, on the grounds not that their baby has microcephaly, but psychological suffering and trauma or torture for the woman for the fear of that.